For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sister Alicia Johnson, and the Lord gave us traveling mercies to arrive from Baldy Mesa Church of God early this morning, and I thank the Lord for traveling mercies. And the Lord reminded me of a message I have on peace. Peace is action. And I thank the Lord for his faithfulness and giving us the power when we have power with him to have peace. And I'd like to encourage us, inspire us, and as the Lord sees fit to convict and move us to be in a place where we can bring the peace with action. And peace, we have the blessed opportunity, thank you, for calling on God to bring peace to any situation. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit to have peace, to bring peace. And I heard in some of the songs before the service about peace. And so we thank the Lord that he can bring peace and we can bring peace. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I went to work on a typical Tuesday morning and went through my regular day. And the nature of my job is sometimes a meeting can come up all of a sudden. And I'm suddenly in a meeting in which I have to make decisions and whatnot. And this Tuesday morning, that's what happened. I was called into a meeting all of a sudden. And the meeting started in a typical manner, and we knew what we needed to do. And then there was a change because a point of disagreement arose. It was a point of disagreement over a large amount of money, and both sides were passionate in their claim on what was going on. I was essentially in the meeting, and therefore I was on a side, so to speak, because I was present. And the conversation escalated. And the Lord tapped me on the shoulder. Just remember that message you preached on peace? You ready to pray for peace right now? You ready to bring peace to this space? And at that particular moment, I hadn't said much in the meeting, but I said, Lord, I understand both sides of the situation. Me speaking up and adding to it might not help, but Lord, you can bring peace. And I started praying right there in my seat in that meeting. And I said, Lord, please bring peace to this situation. And what I can testify to you today is that in that moment, I didn't know exactly how God was going to work, but I knew that God would work. And in that moment, that in the intense conversation began to just subside. We brought it down. Now, the conflict wasn't necessarily over, but that peace came in to just calm the situation down. And really from that meeting, I'm the only witness who can tell you that I know that that was God coming in and calming it down. But I thank the Lord that when God positions his saints in certain places, we don't know where it's going to be, he can bring peace. Now that's one incident, one anecdote, one space. But we need peace in the land. We need peace in the world. We need peace in our lives. We need peace with God. We can go over here to Psalms 37 and 37. When you get there, feel free to read it. We're reading one verse there. Psalms 37 and 37. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Now, the term man is used there. It applies to sisters and brothers in the body of Christ. And the writer is asking us to attend to those with the perfect heart. The end, when you get to the end of that, there is peace. What that means is the end of that, the beginning of that is we get acquainted. Okay. And then through it, we go through some things. Okay. And when you get to the end of that situation, there is still peace.
Yes.
When it says, mark the perfect man or woman of God, behold the upright, for the end of them. That's after you've gone through some things. Now, all of us, we've heard some of the prayer requests, and all of us probably have someone in our family who is touched by illness right now who we're praying for. And not everyone we are praying for has the faith that you might have. But God has blessed such that the situation that has arisen, that request for prayer has come to you. You have been made aware of it. God allowed you to know about it. And you can respond to those situations with prayer, fasting, and with peace. There's power in that, to be able to respond to a challenging and conflicting situation with peace. Because the end of that upright and perfect man or woman is peace. May the Lord inspire our faith that we will be able to recognize that we can exercise power of peace in any situation that we are facing. There are some domestic situations you may have witnessed or be aware of, involved with. And usually if there's a domestic conflict, which is the assumption is the first one is between a husband and wife. That's kind of the domestic situations that we find. However, any sort of family conflict, it can be siblings, it can be family in which they are in a place of living and a conflict arises. You may come across that. And there's a need for you to go through something. And so that as you go through it, you can bring peace to those situations. God is going to allow us to be in contact with different ones of our friends and family. And we need to be able to bring peace. We may be able to pray in those situations. We are hearing more nowadays about mental health challenges. The mental health challenges have always been with us. They have always been with us. In our culture, in our society, we are talking about it more. And one of the ways we know that they have always been with us is because there has always been a provision for deliverance in the Word of God. But mental health concerns, and we are paying closer attention to them, and we're seeing some tragic situations. And there's a need for that mental peace that only God can give. And you may be witness to some situations that are faltering. You may be witness to situations that are on the edge. Where are you with God? Can you bring the prayer of peace that's needed in those situations? Can you bring the prayer of peace to an individual who's calling you for prayer in that moment? Are you in need of support, of that peace? It's very important that we surrender to God those things that we need peace in. Isaiah 26 and 3, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Keeping our mind stayed on thee, keeping our heart and mind in a place of praying without ceasing, having a mind of prayer. Right now, while things are doing fine and good, and you don't have any major issues or prayer requests, now's a great time to get started with that. So when a situation presents itself, you're not shocked. So we really can deal with this, keeping our mind stayed on him. May the Lord inspire our faith. We have an opportunity to bring peace to our world. Peace to the space, peace to the lives that we touch and we are there. Peace is an action. There's power with God when we choose peace. It's one of our fruits of the Spirit. Can we have peace in our heart? When we accept salvation and we kneel in altar of prayer, every saint of God has the blessed ability to be at peace with the situations around them. It doesn't always mean that everything is going exactly the way we want. We aren't going to get our way. But the Lord can bless us to be peaceable and peaceful in these situations. Because sometimes you, the saint of God, you who is able to pray, you who are able to bring peace, sometimes the reason you get these assignments is because you can handle it better than somebody else. And so God's going to allow us to be in those places where it's the uncomfortable duty. It's the one that you really in your heart you want to avoid. But the Lord blesses you to be right there doing what he calls you to do. And he can bless you to be peaceable and peaceful in those situations. And it's important for us as saints of God to be in a place so we can bring peace. And so we bring that, what brings that to mind is certain times when I think about it was when we were younger, a basic description would be our chores, right? There's certain chores you just don't want to do. And I had mine that I would try to avoid, but I eventually had to do them. But there's a scripture that also says, be faithful in the little things, he'll make you ruler over great things. Being faithful in some of those non-preferred chores, non-preferred spaces will help us gain power and blessings to be a blessing to a great people. And I'm always encouraged, and I know I've shared it here before, it bears sharing again. May the Lord bless the feet of the saints and all the places that you go. You go places I will never see, and I go places you will never be. But God can take his people and be a blessing to a number of places and bring peace. On a regular basis, I've started this in recent years, when I'm driving down the freeway, I remember to pray for everyone around me. Because driving down the freeway, you are touching lives. We don't converse, but you are in proximity to people and you never know who needs a blessing. You have an opportunity to bless thousands of people if you are driving down the freeway. And I had done that for a while, praying for people as I was driving down the freeway. And a few months ago, I believe it was in the year 2022 that this occurred, but a few months ago, I was driving on the freeway and I was unusually tired and it was showing up and there was an exit coming and I was really tired and the exit was a ways away and there was traffic, stop and go traffic. And there was a man in another car and he saw me and how tired I was. And he was honking for the whole way and said, get off the freeway. And I was so tired that I did need that support. And he followed me off the freeway and I parked in the gas station and got woke up essentially. And I realized the Lord said, you were blessed by someone on the freeway. I don't know his name, but he waved me, he says, you were too tired. You needed to get off. And he was right. And I got off the freeway and the Lord blessed me. So when we pray for others, the Lord blesses those blessings to come back. The Lord protected me. And I did get off the freeway. It was a responsible thing to do. I did. I didn't know that the Lord was going to bless that man to help me. But he said, I don't want to see anything happen to you. Go ahead and get off. I did. The Lord have mercy. That was a peaceful moment. I don't know where he is with God, but God used him to bless me. And just like that, God is going to work with us to bless others. And bringing peace is something that all saints can do. Keeping our mind stayed on him. Philippians 4:6 when it gets there. I thank the Lord that he has been faithful to protect and bring all kinds of blessings to our congregation. And I'm blessed to see he's brought blessings to this congregation. But grief is one of the things that we are praying for right now in our congregation and possibly yours. And sometimes grief can be rather disruptive. Philippians 4:6, do you have it?
Be careful for nothing.
Amen.
But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen. There's power in exercising that faith. In every service, we do have prayer request time. And there comes that time where we have unspoken requests. Unspoken requests that are riding heavy on our heart. And he said, make our requests known with supplication. Supplication being humility, understanding that we recognize who God is and the power that he has with us in our lives. But with thanksgiving, my mother's sister, my Aunt Louise, not Aunt Louise, Aunt Louise is my aunt, Aunt Juanita Phillips. She passed on in 2021, I believe it was. No, 2020. It's been 2 years now. She was a prayer warrior, an example for my entire life. And one of the things she said is, anything that calls us to prayer is a good thing. The first time I heard that, it was tough for me. I said, anything? Anything? Because there's some things that we are praying about that are not, that are distressing, that are overwhelming. She said, anything that leads you to call on the Most High God is a good thing. I said, Lord, have mercy. I've grown since she told me that. And I'm beginning to understand anything that calls us to prayer is a good thing. Lord, I need more peace in this place. I need more peace in these lives. I need more peace with my mental health, Lord. I need you to give me the strength. And every time I prayed that prayer for peace, I was calling on the Most High God. Every time we are calling on the Most High God, our hearts are turned toward him in the way that we ought to. Sometimes, for whatever reason, God allows things to linger because sometimes those things are what gets our attention. And we call on him for healing, blessing, and deliverance on those things. In our humanness, we need to make sure our minds are stayed on him. It doesn't lessen his power to deliver. God works in his time, and understanding his time sometimes can be a challenge for us in our humanness, but he can give us peace and grace as we are waiting on answers to prayer. I have some answers to prayer that I'm waiting on, and the Lord's answer we know is yes, no, or not now. And then it's about us working to accept those answers. Yes. And so when we have those opportunities, when we have the blessed opportunity to call on God, we can ask him to give us peace for the answers that he gives us to the prayers we are praying. And when we pray with supplication and with thanksgiving, one of the reasons we can, should, and will be thankful is because we have audience with the Most High God. I appreciate the story in the Bible reviewed this morning about the furnace and how hot it was and how the king recognized God in the flames. When God brings peace, even those who don't claim to know him will recognize that God has delivered peace. Even those who don't claim a Christian faith, when God delivers peace, carried by one of his trusting children, carried by one of his saints, May the Lord inspire our faith to tap into the peace that God has for us. Peace is an action. The action being, I'm praying for God to lead me, to give me the words, the prayer, the focus, the time on how to bring that peace. To be able to discern that I need to pray for a prayer of peace. Deliverance from those powers that might be discouraging and destructive. The Lord has been faithful on more than one instance in the current year. And we can look to the Lord to inspire us. We have our state right now with many things that we can pray for happening right here in the state of California. And almost all of us are connected to somebody outside of the state of California. So there's plenty to pray for there. We have our nation with plenty of things that we need to pray for. And we as saints of God can pray for peace and deliverance no matter what is going on. And one of the things that I think sometimes we need to recognize that even though these spaces that I'm describing are huge, it is important that we as Christians do not neglect the prayer that needs to be prayed in order to bless our nation and our state and our counties where we live. We must pray. In these spaces, there's different things going on that we need to pray for deliverance for. I expect that in this area, we probably have heard of human trafficking situations that they're affected and dealing with, and I don't know if any have touched you. We are still dealing with substance abuse and distribution in various spaces and places that have a significant impact on our young people. And then there are mental health concerns that are affecting many of our young people. And that's affecting our community and the young people we are working with in Church of God Baldy Mesa. And no doubt these things are affecting you here in this area. There is a need for peace and deliverance that God can give. And so it's important that we stay with our minds where we ought to be with God so that we can pray for deliverance in these situations as these cases come across our life, our prayer are reported to us. We're going to bump into these cases, these situations, and there's going to be a need for peace and deliverance. There's going to be a need for a saint of God to be able to lay hands on and give a special prayer and blessing. There is a need for that. So be encouraged, be inspired. If you are not in the place to pray for peace now, today is the day to get to that peace. Today is the day to make a commitment with a prayer of salvation if that's needed in order to have the peace in your life that you need. And as saints of God, I encourage us to be renewed in your strength to be able to pray for deliverance and peace in the situations you may be facing in the next few weeks or months. Connected directly with our congregation, we've had a recent situation. I will let you know that the Lord is blessing and working, but came into our situation where there was a need for peace, significant mental health concerns among the young people. And it came to a place where there was too late. It was too late for this young person to make a difference. But those who are witness, who are still here, we have to be in a place to pray for deliverance. So may the Lord inspire our faith that we understand that when we take action with peace, God is in it. God has the power to move in a particular way to release, relieve, reset, heal, and take care of certain things that are all on the inside. And that's inside of situations, inside of conversations, inside of relationships, inside of persons' minds and state of being, inside of congregations, wherever those things are. When God brings peace in there, the additional peace with peace is love. When God brings peace, he brings a certain amount of love along with that. And we are the ones who are able to make room for more peace and that love in all of the places and spaces in which we are going. May the Lord inspire our faith. We're going to read it in 1 Peter chapter 5. We're going to read several verses there. We're going to read verses 1 to 11. I'm going to stop a little bit if you'd like to read. Yes, right there.
The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willing, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being samples to the flock.
I'll pause right there. So the writer is letting us know that working, this is an exhortation from an elder, letting us know that when there's certain things that are blessed, it says in verse 2, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. And we have practiced that. We've continued to do that, being able to worship and feed on the word of God willingly and not a filthy lucre, but being easily entreated, sharing the word of God, blessing it. All right, continue on.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility.
Okay, right there.
God resisteth the proud.
Let's pause right there, humility, and you'll pick up after that. It's giving, setting a review of setting the order, referencing our youngers to be submitted to yourselves, the elder, subject one to another. When God puts things in order, he makes it in order for it to be a peaceable exchange, arrangement, communication. And so we are an example to each other as we do that. And we are an example for those looking on how to respond to those who are the elders and those who are the younger, those who have the guidance. That is a peaceful and peaceable way to interact and to get things done. All right. And it says, and be clothed with humility. Clothed with humility means it's all over. Humility in every area. May the Lord inspire our faith that we be able to be clothed in humility. That means every direction that we turn, we're able to be humble in speaking to, communicating, and doing the work of working together in the gospel. Continue from there, brother.
For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Let's pause right there. We'll continue with verse 7 in a moment. When we are choosing humility, number one, what humility does for us is it makes it easier for everyone to work with you, okay? We all have a personality. And some of you all know me and some of you know me well. One of the things that I like to do is I like to talk. I like to talk a lot. But the Lord has to give me some pause and have to have some humility. And I have learned over recent years that I can be quieter sometimes. Now, the Lord hasn't stopped me from talking, but he has guided me. So sometimes I don't talk as much as I used to. And so when we are clothed in humility, everyone else can stand to be with us in our personality. We can get closer together and still be loving and lovely when we have that humility. That's what clothed in humility does for us. And also in that verse, it talks about pride. It says God resisteth the pride. A few other places where it talks about pride, pride at a fault is sin. When you get too prideful, it's sin. And when pride is sin and God views it as sin, it's sin like every other thing that's a sin. So those other things like lying and cheating and stealing and substance abuse and all those things that we have problems with, we have views on, particular behaviors, it fits in there. Because you say, oh, because you sometimes because pride is kind of difficult to put your hand on. You can't say that's pride, because you can say that's substance abuse. You can say that. That's a lie. You can say that. That's stealing. Yeah, you can say that. That's pride. When you have the understanding, God will reveal to you when it's sin, when it's pride. Having respect for yourself and how you present yourself is not prideful. Being appropriate in what you're supposed to do, that's not prideful. But getting to the point of it becomes where you're lifting yourself up above others, that you are better than others, and you're getting high-minded and that sort of thing. He's saying God resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble. That's why we should be clothed in humility, to resist pride, because that's not a peaceful way for us to interact. Continue with verse 7, brother.
Casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Okay, let's pause right there. What the writer is bearing out here is that it's important for us to exercise humility. That helps, gives us power with faith and setting things in order. Because those who don't have salvation, whom you are working right with, who you are seeing and being with, those individuals, they're going to be expressing and behaving in a particular way, and you need to look different. You need to look like God has given you salvation. Yes. There are some afflictions accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. They're going to be there. But when you're there, are you able to look like you have that humility? Do you bring peace to those situations? Are you able to move when there is an affliction of that manner? Be encouraged, saints. God has the ability to bring us to a place in a space where peace is the power that he is exercising. And we must be able to tap into that peace as children of God. Carry on.
But the God of all grace, who hath called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To whom be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate this particular prayer the writer Peter is sharing. Perfect, established, strengthened. Peace makes things so much better. When others speak of a testament to what happened at that space where you brought peace, perfect is one of the words they may use to describe the situation. It ended up perfect. God can bless and deliver in any situation that his saints are in which there is a need for peace. And as we draw closer to him, and get more power with him and peace, we gain more strength to represent him in our daily lives. We are settled. We are peaceful. We are established. May the Lord inspire our faith in order to be the saints of God to put peace in action every time. I heard this was when I was in college, one of our professors said, was talking about to the class about how there's so many violent conflicts around our world. And it seems like peace would be an option. He said, when it comes to international entities, war makes money. Mm-hmm. Peace is not as lucrative. Mm-hmm. Yet peace is the best way for humans to exist. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that we make sure that we are praying for peace to come, to deliver from certain things that are a conflict. And no, it's not gonna make you money, but peace is what you need. And peace from God helps us to live well with God on this earth. And that's why we as Christians are called to bring peace, because that's one of the ways that peace will be in the world. We ought to pray for peace. We ought to pray for peace that begins with God in us. It should be the first place where ones are looking for peace. May the Lord inspire our faith that we'll be able to be peaceful in action for God.